Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shiur on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atshalom. We are now in Masechet Bava Kama, Daf Yod Gimel Amud Bet, in the middle of our analysis of Mishnah Bet, which we will complete, Mirz Hashem, today. And if we look back on Daf Tet Amud Bet at the Mishnah itself, we'll see that the cryptic remarks that the Mishnah uses indicate that all of these laws apply to Nechasim HaMiyuchadim, which seemed to mean privately owned or uniquely owned property. Chutz mirshut hamiyuchadet lamazik, except for the domain that belongs solely to the mazik, or shut hanizak v'mazik, and that property which is jointly owned. Okay, let's see what these three phrases mean. Nechasim yichadim mutemai. What is being excluded here? Rav Yehuda l'mute zeh omer shorchah hizik v'zeh omer shorchah hizik. There are an assembly of different oxen in an area, and one of them did damage. And each fellow points to the other one and says, it was your ox that that did the damage. In other words, there's no clarity. Hi, Tana, the Kaman, Hayushnai, Morfim, Achar, Echad. If two oxen were running after somebody, Zomer, Omer, Shorchai, Zik, was Omer, Shorchai, Zik, and each accused owner points to the other fellow and says, he did it, Shnehem, Turin, they're both Patur, because we need clarity, and that's the idea of Nechasim HaMiyuchadim here. So the answer is, as we saw before, Tani, Hada, Tani, Fahadim, Afarish. Again, our Mishnah, and in general our Perek, lays out general statements, and then afterwards, later in the Masechet, they are fleshed out. Now, Matnita Tana, we have a Braita that says, Pratla Nichse Hefker. Nechasim Yichadim is there to exclude Hefker. Now, Hechidami, let's think about it. If our shore gored a shore of Hefker, some on top of it, nobody's claiming the money. Al-Denach Torah de Hefker, the Torah did not. So it must be the opposite case, where a shore of Hefker gored one of ours. So, Leza Valete, so go grab it. What's the problem? The answer is Bishakadam Mazachabo Acher. The situation where somebody else claimed it after it gored, you cannot go and exact payment from him because the goring happened not under his watch. Ravina Marlim Ute Nogach Vacharkach Hikdi. She said, no, our Mishnah is not excluding that, but it's excluding rather a case where a person owned a shore, and after it did the Negicha, he then either was Makdishit or Nagach Vacharkach Hivka, or was Mafgrit then. Tan Mihachi, we have a Braita that supports it. Yalkena, Yatarokena, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda added and said, Afidu Nogach Vacharkach Hikdish, Nagach Vacharkach Hivkir Patur, Shemar, Huad Bivala, Vimit Isho Isha. That the text, when talking about a Shor Muad, says if it was attested to with its master there, and then it killed. So the idea is, Ajte Mitam Hamada Bedin Shavin Keachad, that the act of killing has to be while it's under the same status as when it was attested to. And if it was attested to as owned, and then by the time it did the second Nezek, it was not owned anymore because it was Hekdesh, it was Hefker. Therefore, in that case, you're Potter. Ugmar Adin Lo Bainan? It was the owner now does not have to pay, obviously not from that animal, it's not his anymore, but from his own pocket either. Ukmar din lo bainan. So we're asking on Rabbi Yehuda's drasha, do we not require that the animal be in the same status, not only when it's attested to and when there's a gemar, when there is brought to din, but also when the conviction happens, when the judgment is passed? So hashor yisakel b'gemar dinu dichtiv. The end of the pasuk is hashor yisakel. That's gemar din. Alaima, what Rabbi Yehuda really said was, that when the animal attacks, when the animal is judged, and when the judgment is passed, all that entire time, the status of ownership has to be single. In other words, consistent. Okay, chutz reshut hamiyuchadet lamazik, what's that? Amarle, torchav reshutim, my boy. It's very simple. If you come into my backyard or my animal hurts you, my simple statement is, what are you doing back there? And therefore, or what is your animal doing back there? Why do you let your animal go into my backyard and get hurt? So therefore, I'm patur. Now, Rishut HaNizak V'mazik. Amar V'chist Amar Avimi, Chatzer HaShutafin Chayav Ba'al HaShen V'al HaRegel. So he says that if two people co-own a courtyard, one of them, and they, at this point, we're going to say that they are free to have their stuff out there and also have their animals wander around there. And one of them has his animal, goes through and tramples or devours stuff of the other person, he's chayiv. V'hachi kamar, so therefore we should read the Mishnah as follows. Chut mirshut hamiyuchad l'mazik tepater. In other words, the exceptions are that area which is only owned by the mazik, Roshut HaNizak V'Mazik, but co-joined area, K'shizik HaVamazik, L'chad Tashlum HaNizak V'chayin Meitav HaAretz. That's the end of the Mishnah. So he puts the pause after Roshut HaMichoret L'Mazik, and afterwards Roshut HaNizak V'Mazik is part of the end of the Mishnah that says Yechayiv. For Belazar Omar, Patur HaLashen V'LaRegel, he says, if it's a co-owned area, you're exempt. V'Hachi Kamar, and this is how the Mishnah reads, it's the way that we generally read it, Chutz Roshut HaMichoret L'Mazik, or Roshut HaNizak V'Mazik. In other words, the exceptions are that area which is unique to the mazik or which is part, which is co-owned by the nizak and the mazik, right? Uchshehizik, meaning, and in the case where you are chayev chamazik l'tashlum nevezek latuye karen, it's there to tell you that in a co-owned area, if the nezek is karen, where the animal got violent, then you're chayev. Now, Hanecha l'Shmuel, that will work for Shmuel. If you recall at the beginning of the Masechet, Shmuel was of the opinion that Shor in the Mishnah meant Kara, meant Regel, and Mave meant Shein, and Karen is hinted to with Fikshehizik. El Rav Dema, but Rav, if you recall, said when Shor refers to everything in Shor, Ratana Shor v'chol milid Shor, so Chava Mazik latu yemai. So why would our Mishnah be saying, and Shehizik Chava Mazik, that's not including Karen. Karen was already taught explicitly according to Rav when it said Shor. So the answer is latu yehadetana rabbanan. It's there to include the following. Shehizik Chava Mazik, what does that mean? L'havi shomrchina v'ashoa nosi socher v'hasocher. It's there to include the four shomrim. Shehizika behema birshutan. That an animal did damage in their domain. We're going to leave it at that for in the meantime, because we're going to tease this from different perspectives. Tam mishalim chazik nezek, muad mishalim nezek shalim. And it follows the normal tam muad system, which is that if it's a short tam, you pay half damage, and if it's a muad, you pay full damage. Now, adding on to that, we say nifritzah balayla, if the fence was broken down at night, oshapratzu alistim, or robbers broke through the fence, and then the animal got out, v'yatztav izik, and did damage, patur. Now, let's take a look at this. But in other words, according to Shmuel, we're saying that the end of our Mishnah Chava Mazik is there to include Karen. According to Rav, it can't include Karen. Karen is already in Mishnah Aleph. And therefore, Kshehizik Chava Mazik is there to include the Arba Shomrim. But what's the case? I'm Mark. Kshehizik Chava Mazik, Lavi Shomrachin, Mashal, Nosu Sacha, Vasacha, Hichidami. What's the case? Ilema Da'az Ke Torah Demashil, Torah Demashoel. Are we suggesting that the borrowed animal, the watched animal, attacks the animal owned by the borrower? So then, with the assumption here is that the borrower is now turning to the mafkid and saying, you owe me money for my shore that was damaged. So lemale, the owner could, the mafkid could say to him, ilu azik ba'alma, if my shore had done damage to somebody else, boy, l'shlumiyat, you'd have to pay, because you're chayv bonsin. Hashta azke l'torah didach ba'in l'shlumi, now that it damaged you, I have to pay you? If my shore in your reshut did damage to somebody else, you'd have to pay. So now that it damaged your shore, I have to pay? Ela da azke torah to shoel the torah to mashiel, must be the opposite. That the shoel's shore attacked the mashiel's shore. And he's saying to the original owner, I'm not going to pay you. So lemale, he's going to say, since it was Tom, it's only chatzi nezek. So lemale, why doesn't the owner say to him, the bafkid, ilu itzak me alma, if some other animal had come and attacked my shore and killed it, you'd have to pay for the whole thing because you're chay bonsin. Hashana azke torah didach, now that it's your own shore that attacked him, pal kanisku to mishamadli, you're only going to pay me half because it was Tom? So either case here, with the Arba Shomrim, seems to be kind of hard to figure out. And we assume that the situation is one where the two offending animals were the one belonging to the Mafkid and one belonging to the Shomer. So we go back and we said, the Olam Daske Torah to Mashal Torah to Shoel. It's the first situation where the Mafkid Shore, the borrowed one, is the attacker and kills the one owned by the borrower. V'acham Ayaskinu, what's the situation? Kibal Lav Shmirat Gufo. When the Shoel borrowed the animal, he borrowed it on condition that he was only responsible for the animal itself, but not for its liability for its damages. So therefore, the argument of the Mafkid falls flat. The Mafkid's argument was, if this animal had gone, that you borrowed from me, had gone out and been Mazik somebody else, you'd have to pay. Now that it was Mazik your own, why should I pay? The answer is that I wouldn't have had to pay it if he'd been Mazik somebody else, because I never accepted that level of responsibility. So now, is that true? Iyachi emaseifa, look at the end of that braita, nifritzabalai v'shapratzu alistim, said if the fence got broken down at night, or thieves broke through and broke the fence open, v'yatzta v'hizika, and the animal went out, patur, you're exempt, you the shomer are exempt. So haba yom chayav. So that means that if the corral was open and walked out during the day, you'd be chayav. But according to what you said, haloki ba'alav shmeret zakav, this is the situation where the shoal did not accept upon himself liability for damages. So we have to tease out the brayta, hachi kamayim kibel alav shmarad nezakav. If indeed he did accept liability for damages, then chayav. Nifritzav alav shmaratzu abalistim, even in a situation like that, we had stav yizika patur, because that's an onus. Eini, vahatana Rav Yosef. Now, eini, now goes back to our original, discussion, where we said that chatzar hashutfin, if one of the partner's animals attacks the stuff of another partner in the area that is chayav, Rav Yosef chatzar shutfin v'hapundak chayav ben halshen v'alaregel. Sorry, we said we have the opinion of Patur, which is Rav Elazar. We have Rav Yosef mentions a brayta that says chatzar shutfin or pundak, like an inn, that you're chayav for shen v'aregel. So to you to Rav Elazar. So Amal Rav Elazar, Rav Elazar would answer as follows: V'tispra manita milo pligi. Wait a second, isn't there a problem with the brayta itself? A machloket within it? Vatanya arba'a klalot Rav Shimon Elazar meben azakin. Rav Shimon Elazar had four general rules about territory in the zikin. A. Kol shereshut la nizak v'lo lamazik. Any place that is owned by the nizak, chayav bakol. Any damages that happen there, the damager is chayav for anything. Shein, regal, karen, anything. The mazik v'lo lanizak, any area that's owned only by the mazik, potter mikol. He's exempt from anything, because he could say, what are we doing in my yard? Lezeh ulezeh, if it's owned by both, can go on chatzar shutvim v'habika, like a common courtyard or an open field. Patur ba'la shen v'ala regal, you're potter for shen regal, that supports Rabbi Elazar. Al hanagich, l'anagich, l'anashicha, v'ala vitzah, v'ala ita, these are all subsets of Karen. Tam mishalim chatzin ezek, muad mishalim ezek shalim, regular tam and muad payments. Now, number four is v'lo lezeh v'lo lezeh, which we assume means it's not owned by anyone. But now we see that that's not what it means. It's a chatzer that doesn't belong to the two of them. Means it belongs to somebody else. Chayav v'al ha'shen v'al ha'regel. Yuchay v'shen ha'regel. Al negichav v'al nishvichav v'nishvichav v'ritzav al b'ita. All the subsets of Karen. Tam mishal mechatzi nezek mu'an mishal nezek shalim. Again, the same tam and mi'or mu'ad system. That's the four groups of Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Now, katani mi'ad chatzar shutfin v'abika. In subset number three, we said that a common area, patur ba'al ha'shen v'al ha'regel. So kasha hadadi. Because in the other brayta it says that you're a chayav for a shen regel on chatzar shutfin. The answer is kitanya hi b'chatzar miyuchad lezeh ulezeh bein leperot bein leshvarim. When do we say you're potter, like we just saw here, when it's an area that both partners allow leaving stuff around and having the animals walk around? Hahidah Rav Yosef, when does Rav Yosef say that you are chayav? An area that both partners say we can leave our stuff out and therefore we're not going to let our animals walk around because they're going to damage it. In a situation like that, then indeed you're chayiv for Shein and Regel. Otherwise you're patur. To the gam is Shein havi l'chatzar nizak. Relative to the nezek of Shein, it's considered chatzar hanizak because the animal's not supposed to be there. Dekanami, and we can prove it. Dektani hacha dumi de pundak. In Rav Yosef's brayta, the one he quoted, it compared the common area to a pundak, an inn. An inn is not a place where we allow animals to run around. Dektani hatam du de bika. In the other brayta, with Shimon Elazar's groupings, he compared chatzar shutfin to a bika, an open field, which is an area animals can go around. And area animals can go around, your potter. Shma mina. So we have a beautiful solution. And now, by the way, we may have even come to the point where Rav Chisda and Belazar do not disagree. Perhaps, chatzar shutfin, you're chayev for shen for regal, if it's an area where you're not allowed to let your animals go. But if it's an area without let your animals go, then you're potter for shen for regal, and you better watch your fruit if you're going to leave it out there. Let's see if this works. Matkif Lora Bizera, he said, came unto miyuchad at leperot. Think about this. Since in this situation, the field, the area that you've got, the common courtyard, is only for leaving fruit out. Not allowed to let animals go there. Haba'inu be every stay acher v'leika. After all, the premise of Shein is that your animal went into another person's sadeh. And if this is owned co-jointly by you, then it's not sadeh acher. So Amalei Abaye came unto Einam Yuchad Lishvarim sadeh acher karina bay. Since animals are not allowed to be in there, therefore it's really sadeh acher relative to the animal. Okay, Amalei Racha Midifta the Ravina. So he asked him as follows: Lema min manita lo pligi, amarei nami lo pligi. So since we just solved the brayot and said they don't disagree on whether you're chayiv for shein v'regel and chatzar hamishutefet, but rather it's different kinds of chatzar hamishutefet, what the shutfim allow in there, and therefore they don't disagree. So Amar Rai Nami Lo Pligi. So remember, Chizda and Relazer don't disagree either. So Amar Le'in, Ravina said, you're right. V'imtim Tzolom Pligi. And if indeed they do disagree, B'kushit or Rav Zeira, Repukur or Abaye Pligi. They only disagree based on Rabbi Zeira's question about Bi'er Bista Acher and Abaye's answer, which is that it's considered a Sadeh Acher since the animals are not allowed to go in there. Okay, so we'll take a look now at Rabbi Shimon Elazar's division of the four categories. We're going to see it's not so simple, and with that we'll conclude. But just take one look at Rashi. Rav Chista k'Abaye. So if you think that Rav Chista and Rav Elazar really disagree, then it's that Rav Chista holds like Abaye. The cave on Dainim Yuchat L'Shvarim, since Shvarim are not allowed to go there, Sadeh Acher Karinave, and therefore you're Chayav. Rav Elazar is Rabbi Zeira. In other words, Rav Elazar accepts Rabbi Zeira's question and not Abaye's answer. Kevin Diyesh Lamazik Rashut Ba, the Perod Lo Karinave Sadeh Acher. Since I, the partner, whose animal went in and did damage, I'm allowed to put my Perot in there, it's not called Sadeh Acher, and therefore I should be Potter. Okay, so that could be the disagreement. Back in the Gemara, Gufa Arba Klalotai Rav Shimon Elazar Omer Ben Nozakin. Here we go. One, Kol Shu Rishut Lanizak Lamazik Chayav Bakol. Now, notice Al Hakol Oktani El Chayav Bakol. It doesn't say Chayav Al Hakol for everything, but rather Bakol. What does that mean? Bechule Nezik, meaning you're Chayav to pay full damages. Money. You got to remember that a short time that does Nezik of Karen, you're Chayav only half damage. So what's this? The answer is Rabbi Tarfon. This is Rabbi Tarfon, who we'll meet in the second parak. D'amar Mashuna Karen B'chatzar Nizak. Karen, when it takes place in the property of the Nizak, is different than a regular Karen that happens in Rishut HaRabim. Nezak Shalem Mishalem, he has to pay full damages, even if he's a Tam. And that's Rabbi Tarfon. We'll get in the Sugi of Dayo. So Ema Seifa, wait a second, look at the last of Rav Shimon Elazar's categories, Lo Lazeh V'lo Lazeh, which we think means an unowned area, Marchot HaShem HaShol Shneim, Chayav Bal HaShem V'al HaRegel. So my Lo Lazeh V'lo Lazeh, what does that mean? Ela Lo Lazeh V'lo Lazeh Klal, El Adacher, means belongs totally to somebody else. Anyway, every stay Acher V'leika. After all, your animal had to go into somebody else's field. Alapshita lola ze velola ze eladachad means it doesn't belong to both of them, it belongs only to one of them. Uktani seifa, tam mishalim chatzin nezek, muad mishalim nezek shalim. And at the end of that clause it said, tam and muad, half and full. Aton the Rabban, that supports Rabban and Dami Rishuna, Karen b'chatzar hanizak, that Karen in the chatzar hanizak, chatzin nezek ud mishalim. He only pays half nezek. Now, let's step back for a second. Notice what the Gemara here has done is it said that the last category is really like the first category. In other words, the first category is chatzar hanizak. Second is chatzar hamazik. Third is co-joined. And fourth is now not owned by some other person, but rather owned by the nizak again. And it says tam and muad follow the regular thing, which means you only pay half nezek for chatzar hanizak. All right, so let's think. Rachel Ritar from the Sefer Rabbanan. Are we going to have a brayta in which the first clause follows Rabbi Tarfon, in which you pay full nezek b'shut hanizak for tam, and the seifa is rabbanon, in which you pay half nezek in b'shut hanizak for tam? The answer is in, right? The hamar le Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel said that. Shinana shvok matnitin. Don't pay attention to the difficulties of the brayta. V'ato abatroi. Follow me. That's a play on the word brayta. V'ato abatroi. Reish Rabbi Tarfon say for rabbanon. That's what Shmuel said. But Ravina Mishmei Rav Amar Kula Rabbi Tarfon. He says, no. The whole bright is Rabbi Tarfon, which of course is always easier. My Lola Zev Lola Zev. So what does it mean to say that in the last clause is the air territory owned not by this or that one? Lola Zev Lola Zev La Perot El Adachad. Meaning that they don't both have rights to put Perot there, only one of them. Lazel Ulazel is Shvarim, but they both have rights to put their animals there. So therefore, the Lagabe Shein Havi Lechotzer Hanizak. Therefore, in the context of Shane, this is considered Chatzar HaNizak, because only you had rights to have your peyrot there. Lagabi Karen, Havi L'Rishut HaRabim. But in the context of Karen, it's Rishut HaRabim, since they're both allowed to have their Shvarim there. And therefore, everybody agrees, Tam Muad. So, Yachi Arba Shlosha Havu. If that's the case, from Shimon Elazar doesn't have four areas anymore. Now he has three areas, which are Nizak, Mazik, and co-joined. So, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, you're right. Shlosha klalot b'arba makomot. That's how you should read it. There's three rules about four different kinds of places, but they're going to be categorized as three different rules. They're four different kinds of places because the The last situation is a place where the partnership is limited and only allows perot for one of them to come in. Okay, we'll stop at this point, and in the next podcast, Amir Hashem, we'll do the third Mishnah, Shum Kesef and Shava Kesef on Daf Yod Daled Amud Bet. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.